agreement with the Catholic Church, so, and my question would be, where is the Eastern Orthodox Church in all this at this time? Just ignoring everything going on, or how did it affect them, or did they contribute anything to all of this?
Edward, everything is meticulously preserved by Yale School of Divinity. And then you can see even his own handwriting, sinners at the hands of their own handwriting, is right there, the world preserved. So we can see that obviously, you know, he was really the better man.
Instead of saying informist, retarded, because Augustine over people and also Romans Bible, there is already the Paul said sola fide, and sola gratia, solus Christus, only by Jesus. That's already in the Bible. But in the Middle Age, the Catholics were not only by faith, sola fide, but something, believing something, or not only gratia, they hear something. So it seems like returning to the geometry. So that's why first reform could come, because sola fide too much, then only by faith. The Bible also says, by faith, and you should live a practical life. So why do you say sola fide, supposed to be promised? So the theology, I think, God says something because of the, it's not good for, according to the Bible, they say something wrong. That makes sense. The originator of what the Bible says, what he said, is not complete. That's why it's coming to time again with the others.
The church, and not only the reformers, certainly to become simply reforming. This is what the Bible is saying. Actually, it's the reformers intended to continue to reform the churches. Church is not. It's not reform the church. The church should continue reforming.
Okay, one more question. When I studied this book, Pietism, I was very interested in Pietism. Mm-hmm. It's like reformation from the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you, I know that you studied in Germany, and did you see any trace of it?
Yeah, I still see the traces of our practice. There are worship services. There is a kind of service for their family, and you can see there's a song from a practice, a worship song from practice, and there are also many laymen and women here and there. So I think still you can feel their influence. Mm-hmm.
So the Moravians are from Pietism,
right? Yes, yeah. Moravians are from Pietism, and of course, John Mayer influenced by Pietism.
So they not only worship God on Sunday, but every day in their Christian life, they revealed Christ in personal faith. I think I am very much interested in Pietism, and I want to hear more about Pietism later.
Personally. Yeah, Pietism, I like Pietism when you understand the right way. To practice the faith in our daily life and the need of living faith.
Also, I'm a practicing experience to criticize also.
Criticize also, of course.
And then why?
It's because it's not too much
anti-intellectual.
Yeah, so it's a subjective.
Getting too much away from the doctrine,
but at first, they didn't ignore the doctrine totally. The leaders of the Pietism, they knew the doctrine, the correct doctrine, they knew.
They knew.
Yeah, they knew. Because they studied the theology. They knew. They were liberty purposes. Theology purposes. They knew. And they put emphasis on
when you say UBS is very tight,
yes, our movement, I existed, we don't decide the doctrine.
That's the weakness. It's a
five-star. So, because the president has emphasis on the practice and living place, they have this tendency to be weaker in theories and all the practice.
In practicing movement across over concepts and Catholic lines, or the Catholic pipes also.
I don't know
This period of history, of the church's history, is kind of painful to read because of the hatred and vicious attacks going on between Lutherans against Calvinists, Calvinists against Catholics, and then the 30 Years' War. So many people were killed. Have you done any readings of Christian leaders at that time and how they balanced all this fighting for the truth with, what we've been saying so much about love one another? I mean, it just doesn't seem, we can create such deep grudges that maybe are still there. It doesn't seem like, and that seems to be a very unhealthy byproduct of the Protestant
tradition. I think it's driven by politics.
I mean, you would think that people devoting themselves to only grace and faith and only the Word of God, but there's so much like grudge and hatred and mistrust. It's very hard to. Does this trouble you or?
All of us. They were. Christians, of course, many of them are not real Christians. They are Christians because of their
ethnicity
because their prince or their rulers became Christians or they converted to Christianity in that way. Luther wrote Catechism, why? Because Luther had a time to visit every place what the people are doing. And he found that even pastors don't know about that. No, other than later.
Yeah, that's a very contemporary German pastor. Contemporary, that Christian too, that in 1980, Hutu and Tutsi in Rwanda, both sides of the soldier, 60% of them are Christian, and then only 40% are non-Christian, and then even the Christian and Christian, love one another, but boom, 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 how many million have been died so far? So I think that this is very political issue now, that how to source this, in the context of scripture,
And one more thing, the context at the time is different from ours because we live in an age where politics and reason are separated from each other, you know? At that time, politics and reason combined, they hand in hand. So, it's very difficult when you get involved in politics, how do you do? You fight against your enemy. That time is the context is really difficult to understand.